You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Danny, who is amazing and lovely and so kind. Social media, Crayola. She's here to share some ideas, thoughts, trends, what she is excited about on all things social. Danny, thank you for being here.
Of course, now I'm very flattered to be asked to come on here.
So everyone has an amazing origin story. How did you get to the place where you are now doing social at Crayola? Because that's so cool. People's dream job, you have it. How do you get there?
Yeah, so I will say, I think a lot of that comes from the way I was as a kid. I was a really precocious child, very curious kid, an only kid with parents who worked a lot. So I was left to my own devices, at an appropriate age where you can leave your kids alone mm-hmm. and not worry about them. But I kind of got to, just do whatever I wanted on the internet too, in a safe way. But I think a lot of my curiosity and exploration, like in those areas, led me to just be a very curious person and a really creative person that always asks a lot of questions and wants to know and connect with people. I definitely had some very formative years on Tumblr. I feel like that shaped a lot of my personality interest. I've been on Twitter since I was like 14, so definitely a native Gen Z person on the internet. Versus, I feel like you talk to people about how long they've been on Twitter. They're like, yeah, I was in college when I got her, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like me and all my friends were on Twitter live tweeting Teen Wolf episodes from MTV or like watching Doctor Who episodes and like talking about it. So just like the oversharing at a young age and just connecting with a bunch of random strangers, I think, led me to be just very interested in social media early on as just like a user, and then kind of with my specific skills and interests, I was like, oh, I could actually turn this into a job. So I also went to an arts high school, which was really different than I think most people's experience, because at like 15, 16, 17, we're doing like graphic design electives and video production electives where they teach you really formally how to use like all of the Adobe products, Final Cut Pro, how to film, all of this photography stuff. And then definitely felt like that led to my interest in college, which were communication and studio art. And then with that, I feel like I was definitely able to take the skills I had, kind of like just reshape them and hone on them, versus a lot of people are kind of exposed to that in college for the first time. So I always had kind of like a little bit of an advantage over people because I was already pretty skilled in some of the areas I was competing in people for, like internships, projects, campus jobs, stuff like that. So I had like God, I had like 7 internships in college because I really did not know what I wanted to do and had a lot of different interests, but all of them kind of kept circling back to, it doesn't matter what industry I was on, I was kind of always like a marketing intern or some type of like graphic design intern. And then just with all of that experience, I was able to get a really good job out of college immediately, whereas I feel like a lot of people, you know, maybe take a little longer or don't have as easy of a time. So immediately after graduation, I got hired at Whataburger to go work on their social media team as the video production lead.
Amazing. And context and for Canadians.
Yeah, that was first job.
Whataburger, how many locations across America?
Oh God. Like when I was there, like over 800, okay. So I'm sure now I haven't been there like in 3 years. Yeah. So now I'm sure like probably 1,000 or 900, okay. We were in 8 states when I was there. I'm sure it's like 11 or something now, 'cause they're expanding to different states. They're still based in San Antonio where I live. And a lot of my friends still work there, like from the social team. So I think they are doing amazing stuff in the food space. Yeah. And also I will say one of my most like random things I learned from that job was food photography. Just like the tips and tricks when you have to go to a food photo shoot, is just so different than anything I think they could have taught us in school. Or like, you don't really, like, who teaches you how to do that? Yeah. Like, you have to get your job in that and then learn on the fly, kind of. But no, I think I had so many wonderful leaders there, and I feel like I really got to grow. And weirdly enough, that's the place I've worked the longest, because, you know, I left, went to Twitter, got fired, and then now I just started this job. So I still have very good memories from that first job.
Amazing. So for you, things that excite you or that kind of like, man, I'm so excited about this trend or this thing that's happening in social right now. Like, I'm so curious about your perspective, because, you know, you get to see it, hear it, and you live it every day.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite trends that I actually really enjoyed, I don't like most trends, but the one that I really did like recently was that Wes Anderson TikTok trend, where people were filming content and using text and kind of like that Wes Anderson dictatorial style. And I was such a big film kid. I mean, I went to art high school. We were really pretentious. But we all loved Wes Anderson so much. And he's a Texas native, so I'm a little biased to that, too. Yeah. But he's wonderful. And I just love everything he does. It's so artistic and intentional. But that was a good one. And I know Hallmark, which is Crayola's parent company, I got to meet the people who did theirs on TikTok, and they did a really good job. So I was like, oh my God, you guys, I'm like gushing. Like, I was obsessed with theirs. And I saw some other brands who did a really good job. Also some just like smaller content creators did a wonderful job. Like some small businesses I saw really great videos from too. Other things that excite me, I will say the competitors coming from Twitter, or actually to phrase it more correctly, the competitors that are popping up to challenge Twitter's space in the marketplace are very interesting, because we have Blue Sky, which is Jack Dorsey's, you know, Twitter 2.0 attempt. And then we have Spill, which is actually something that Twitter employees, when we got let go, there was a group of them from the New York office who went and made that app and got like, I think, venture capital money. I'm not really sure how they funded it. I'm still waiting for my invite to Spill, and I'm kind of like, I feel like I should be compensated as like a former coworker. Like, I feel like I should have a link to join Spill. But somebody sent me one for Blue Sky, like a Twitter person sent me, because I was like, I think I need this link, someone send it to me. And then of course we have Threads, which has, you know, been Meta's competitor. So I feel like everyone was on Threads for like a week, and then people just forgot it existed. So there's just so many, you know, very interesting I don't want to say copycat things, but just like, you know, people trying to challenge the status quo in social is always very interesting.
Amazing. So random fact, our studio is based in specifically Fort Langley, which is home to many Hallmark movies. Most of the Hallmark movies are actually filmed here, which is always cool. So I'm often walking out the door and seeing a Hallmark movie being filmed. So,
oh my God, that's so funny. I was like, I was going to say, I've met the social and marketing people for Hallmark Cards and then Hallmark Media. The media folks are based out of New York and LA, but they're really fun. And then they, you know, just, you know, talk so happy about where they work. And I'm like, I do love a Hallmark movie, especially a holiday one. I love them.
No, they're amazing. So for you, kind of in the role you play, what do you love most? Because there's a social media manager's role, so many things. It's the strategy, it's the writing, it's the, you know, filming, it's the creating. like it's even scheduling, right? The administrative side of all. What of those realms are you like, man, I excel in this part and I come alive here? Or is it, you said, working with creators as well, so partnering with other creators?
Yeah, I think it's a, it's hard to say what my favorite is because I feel like my day-to-day is so different that I have to like each thing that I do or else I would not be very good at my job. So I like all of them. I will say I do definitely have a passion for like content creating myself, just because that's where, you know, a lot of my background's in. And I always feel like I go back to that, even in like the freelance work that I do that's not really to my full-time job. It's a lot of graphic design, it's a lot of photography, it's a lot of video production. So whenever I do have the time to make content specifically for my job, I'm always really happy with how that comes out.
Amazing.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Danny, are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Yes, I am. I'll take a sip of my drink really quick.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Got some nice sweet tea. Texas sweet tea.
Yes, from a local taqueria here. I got breakfast tacos. I had blood drawn and then I was like, I need to go get some breakfast tacos.
Yeah, as you do. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. And then I was like, okay, I need my, I don't drink coffee. I only drink sweet tea.
Yeah. Oh, so, that is amazing. I'm in the same, but I only drink tea, so I'm not a coffee person myself. So yeah, no, I understand. Okay. Rapid fire, quick thoughts about each question, and we'll go through this here. What was your first ever job that you had?
Oh, geez. Okay, first ever job, I was the marketing intern for the San Antonio Museum of Art, unpaid. But like, first adult job was Whataburger.
Okay, nice.
Very so I was cool. Like, there's two answers depending on how far back you wanted to go, but.
Yeah. Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, cool thing about Canada, by the way, all internships are paid in Canada.
It's like a law, I'm jealous. A rule. Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. That's amazing. I feel like that's how it should be at places. Because I'm trying to even think, what was my first paid internship? Like I had seven in college, so like it's all kind of a blur to me at this point.
Yeah, and whether they paid or not was up to them, I guess. But here, all interns are paid. So
Oh,
if you're an
that's
intern and the
amazing.
person's trying to get to not pay you, you are protected now, which is great.
Oh my God, that's a really cool.
Night out or early bird?
Night out or night owl.
Night out, right. Cat or dog person?
Dog. I've never had a cat. I love dogs. I have a corgi and she's like she has her own Instagram. You should follow her.
Awesome.
She's at Corgi Pretzel. She's I have a
Perfect.
business card for her. Like I am one of those crazy dog moms because I don't have a real child.
Yeah. Oh,
Honestly,
but
Pretzel's
that's
Instagram is pretty great because it's just real.
That's awesome though. But it's good to have that channel and you get to do something personally instead of vocationally, which is
Oh my God,
pretty
yeah,
awesome.
especially when I was unemployed, I went hard into the paint. I was like, okay, Pretzel, let's see if you can get a dog like food brand get sponsored for you.
That's amazing. Remember Grumpy Cat? Remember that season when Grumpy Cat was so huge?
Didn't that cat pass away?
Yeah. So may
I
that
always get
cat
really
rest in peace.
sad because I'm like, what are people gonna do when their animal that goes viral passes away? And I was like, oh God, that's terrifying.
That would be. Aw. Well, next thing going on. First thing that you ever marketed.
Oh gosh. Probably short films I did in high school. We were really weird and we had like a film festival at our high school and it was all videos that we had to make. And then we were terrible. We would like campaign against each other and try to get other kids in other grades to vote for our specific videos so we could win like prizes and stuff. Yeah, no, and then it was like a really big deal because then all of I think I forgot how they tally the votes, but it was like by popular vote. So like there was like a Google sheet or something, and you had to vote for, it was like the Oscars. Like it was so weirdly competitive.
Aw, that's cool though.
We were
Awesome.
really pretentious.
Didn't.
Like I can't even express to you how weird we were.
Aw, that's awesome though. Good season of life to get to like be. We actually have an art school in my town here, Langley, Fort Langley Fine Arts.
Amazing. Yes, no, I was gonna say it was a privilege to grow up the way that I did. Weirdly enough, I have like a friend who's now a therapist from high school who I'm doing a logo project for her. And then I have a friend's mom who's a lawyer who I'm doing headshots for her like in 2 weeks for her firm that I and I went to high school with her son. So I'm like, it's so weird that we're all kind of still connected and San Antonio is like this huge city. But people are like, oh yeah, I think so and so still does that. And then they like reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm like, oh yeah,
That's awesome. Favorite word right now?
I do. Barbenheimer.
Like it. All right, what does that mean? But I don't know that word.
Like the Barbie and Oppenheimer like movie thing.
Ah, bar. Okay, I like it. Okay, got it. Okay, that's perfect. It's perfect.
I saw Oppenheimer yesterday and I'm seeing Barbie today.
Perfect. It's great. Last charity you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Oh geez. Okay, it was probably the Marsha P. Johnson institution. I want to say institution. They're based in, I did a fundraiser for them where I sold artwork with friends from college who were other art majors. I think we
Amazing.
did like, oh God, I have it on my Instagram somewhere, but we collected money and sent it to them. Or, and then we each said we would match it if we met hit like a specific amount. Yes. And then, yeah, no. So a lot of the
That's awesome.
Minnesota ones, I remember.
Cool. What's a movie that you love you could watch over and over again?
Heathers.
Nice. Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
The Barbie soundtrack, it just came out today.
Perfect.
Other than that, like
Perfect.
Taylor Swift, she just did her re-record.
Perfect. If you weren't doing this job, like in another multiverse, what would you be doing with your life?
Oh, I like to ask people this question. This is like my favorite question to ask people. I would hope that maybe I was doing like I love dogs, so like maybe competitive dog shows, like a dog
Yeah,
walker or a
that's
chef.
great.
Or a chef, I
That's
don't know, a
perfect.
pastry chef.
No, I like it. That's amazing. App on your phone you can't live without.
I can't live without. I go on Instagram a lot to just check in on
Yeah.
people.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite social media app, so that's interesting.
Right. But that's your, okay, that's your go-to. Just keep in touch. That's awesome. Great. Favorite children's book?
Oh my God. The Runaway Rabbit.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Oh geez. The best thing I ever bought. I'm like, maybe a pen, maybe like a really specific pen.
Yeah,
Like, I
yeah.
think this pen I have, it says,
Yeah.
be kind on it.
Okay. I like it. It's amazing. That's really cool. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
Ooh, that these are good questions. They're very psychological. The most important thing I changed my mind about, ooh, what industry I was going to go into after college.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Business or marketing book that you recommend?
Business or marketing book? I will say it's neither, but it's in the realm of both of them. Of I have a lot of books. Let me see, where is it? It's called, I think, Designing Your Life. I'm looking for it on my bookshelf.
Yeah, no, that's great. It's on your life. Do you know who it's by?
Oh, geez. I'm like looking for it.
We'll find it. We'll put the link. We'll find it and put the link in the chat.
Okay.
It's great. What about podcasts that you recommend?
Ooh, podcast. I love anything about reality TV. So I'm always
Yeah.
I love everything. Let me think. For podcast, I'm also like a big like true crime podcast person. So like a
Yeah.
Serial or something that has like a limited run, and then everything by NPR I'm
Yeah.
obsessed with. So
Amazing. Newsletter website you recommend for resources or inspiration?
I go to LinkedIn a lot.
Awesome. Any life hacks you're willing to share?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Life hacks, a recent one, because I just got back from New York. Never pay full price for a Broadway ticket,
Hey.
because unless it's for a show you absolutely want to see. Because I went to go see Sweeney Todd with Josh Groban and the original cast, and I paid like $300 and something for my ticket alone. But for every other show, we did lottery or we went to go rush the theater the morning of, and we got some really affordable tickets that were really good seats.
Awesome. Okay. That's great to know. That's a great tip. Okay, people going up into jobs, into marketing, skills required for a new economy. So, like, what do you look for when you are hiring people, or kind of advice, recommendations for people going into this industry?
Ooh, I would say you got to know your stuff. Definitely have an online presence. I think that's really important, because I know a lot of people who are like, I don't use social media like personally, but I want to work in it, but and don't have anything. I'm like, you can't be a ghost. Like, you need to have something. Like, even if it's like you don't use it, like you need to have some type of thing. People Google you, what are they gonna find? Is always what I'm thinking about. So I always tell people, like, SEO yourself. Like, you gotta, especially for people who are about to graduate college, I'm like, please Google yourself and see what actually comes up. And also see if there's anyone in your area with your same name. Because I went to college and there were two other Danielle Trevinos, like in one in my grade and one in the grade above me. And like it was crazy, because when you would look up Danielle Trevino and then insert where I went to school, like you all of us would come up and we were in vastly different industries. So I was like, I'm the only marketing person. I need to like make sure mine comes up first.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, anything else you want to share with listeners, viewers today that you want to make? Man, I wish people knew this about me, or about Crayola, or about maybe something coming down the pipeline that you are want to tease.
Ooh, I don't think there's anything I can tease now. I will say holiday stuff. We're gonna have a lot of really cool toys. And I will also say, I was so pleasantly surprised when I took this job, because I think there's this misconception that like people stop using Crayola like when they're like in later elementary school. Like as soon as you get to middle school, that's not really something that's on your school supply list, or like the people who buy it are only parents. I will say that there are so many more products and so many more toys and like kind of gadgets and other things that exist under the Crayola umbrella and licensing partnerships that I was not aware of whatsoever. And so many things I wish I had when I was growing up, or like as a, if I ever become a parent, I know I will be buying something. Like they have washable, we have this thing called Color Wonder Paper that I think is like just pure magic, which is basically like it's this type of paper that specific markers only work on that paper. So if you have a kid that likes to color in the walls or something, so I was like, oh my God, the amount of walls I ruined in like my mom's home or my grandmother's house. Like I'm like, I wish this was around when I was a kid. And we get so many parents, like when I met kid, like the parents at the kid influencer thing, where people are like, oh my God, Color Wonder, like we love it. There was just so many random things like that where I'm like, oh my God. So I will say, maybe if you like the brand, revisit the product catalog because there's a lot of new stuff that I'm very privileged to have the task of, kind of bringing that to light in the future.
Amazing. Well, Danny, we're going to keep an eye out on Crayola Social. We're going to watch it. We're going to see your magic, see you do your thing. Look at those collabs. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm so flattered to be considered and, happy to, to be a guest. I used to have two podcasts myself. The one with the friend that I stayed with in New York, we had this pop culture podcast and we did 100 episodes all throughout college. And we did it from even when we both studied abroad in different countries. So we stopped at 100 episodes. And then we had a Degrassi rewatch podcast during COVID, where
That
we
is a
just rewatched every single episode of Degrassi and then just
like
like reviewed
original
it.
Degrassi, like the
Every
original original.
like we're Gen Z, so the one that was starting with like Emma and JT and
How about
like
Wheels? Was Wheels on the show?
oh, I think no, I think those are the parents of Degrassi Next Generation.
Yeah, no, that was, yeah, I think Wheels would have been in that. So I don't know if you know this, but so Degrassi was filmed and made in Canada.
Yes, absolutely. We have the one with Drake is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was Wheels. Drake was Wheels.
Oh,
He was
okay.
in a
I was
wheelchair.
okay. Yes, no, I'm like Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
He went on like it's the crazy that the guy was telling me a story. He was like an extra in that. He was like a policeman and he had a couple lines and he was like remembers talking to this kid and he's like, oh no, man, I've got this like this music I'm trying to be. I want to be a music star
Oh my
one day. And the guy's
God.
like, well, maybe one minute. He's like, just stick to the acting thing, man.
I will say I do appreciate the fact that unlike some other like former child celebrities turned to a different industry, I feel like Drake does really lean into the fact that he was from famous from Degrassi because in several of the music videos for songs that he has one is a Degrassi reunion where they filmed at the school and invited all of his friends like from the show like back into it. I'm like, that makes me actually really happy.
No, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see that happen. Danny, thank you so much again. We'll have to have you back again to talk about kind of new ventures, exciting new things. Maybe a new social channel will exist by the time you're back on. Who knows, right?
Oh my God. I'm like, people really, I'm like, I wonder if it's going to be something incredibly vastly different than what currently exists, or if it's just going to be like another competitor, direct competitor for something that currently exists. So again, yeah, know that I'm like always very interesting and social.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks again, Danny. Have a great rest of your day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.